Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 10 of the KG podcast. Thanks very much for downloading it, and we hope you enjoy it. I'm here again with the KG team of Emma Rawlings.
Hello.
And Tony Flanagan.
Hiya.
And we're going to go through the latest packed issue again for you and pull out some of the highlights. So we're just going to flip through and bear in mind it's a December issue. There's still an awful lot again to be doing on the plot. First pages you get to, of course, as usual, are our jobs for the month pages. Lots going on there. Martin Fish has been very busy on his plot this month. So he's cutting winter cabbages and picking baby carrots. Sorting through his seed packets as well.
Looking very dashing in his Christmas hat.
In his Christmas hat, yes, that's right. Yes, Merry Christmas to all our readers.
Good time to start winter pruning your apple trees.
Yeah.
Now they're dormant.
That's it, yep. As soon as the leaves start to fall, that's your signal, isn't it, really, that you can get started. He's also planting fruit trees as well, because, of course, as soon as they're dormant, they start lifting them from the nurseries, don't they, from the soil where they've been growing them, and sending them out on the mail order catalogue.
It's a good time to buy them, isn't it? I mean, you can buy them in pots, grown in pots, and plant them almost any time of the year, but I think it's good to get them from specialist nurseries, and if you want to get those particular varieties, it's good to get them dormant and bare-rooted.
You get a better choice, don't you?
You do.
What I thought was interesting is he's lifting all his strawberries and putting them in containers now. It looks like he's given up on growing them outside because of the birds and the slugs.
Oh, dear.
I have to say, I've gone a bit that way myself. I'm
more
of a container strawberry grower than growing them outside these days.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for it.
They take up a lot of ground as well, don't they? You've
Yeah.
got a very big veg patch.
Yeah,
probably worth just having a few in pots rather than out on the plot.
Yeah, and I'd get sort of squirrels and mice having a go at mine, so in pots in a cold polytunnel or something, they're much better, really.
Mm.
But, you'd be lucky enough not to suffer from those things, then fine, plant them outside. There, we've got jobs in the greenhouse as well, of course, or greenhouse and polytunnel. And, again, lots going on there. Quite surprised at how much harvesting they've got to.
Well. Still chili peppers going in December.
Yes, this is with Joyce Russell and quite a big polytunnel that she's got. A Swiss chard as well that she's harvesting.
And salad crops, you can still get some salad, some leaves to pick, can't you, in the greenhouse?
That's right, yeah. Plenty to sow as well. She's putting her broad beans in now, so getting those in, getting an early crop. Bearing in mind they're just that little bit protected from all that bad weather that's about to come along.
It's interesting, she sort of did a little bit of a debate there about whether to heat or not to heat. Sort of saying, obviously it's expensive,
isn't it?
But a lot of things don't need it, particularly some of the vegetables, and you just need protecting from frost, so sometimes a big structure is all you need, really.
Yeah, that's right. And if you've got a smaller greenhouse, of course, then you can always almost double glaze it with polythene, can't you?
And interesting, if you put a greenhouse or mini greenhouse against a house wall, you're going to get a bit of heat radiating from the wall.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, on to what's new, and we've got things like the Arctic pumpkin here. How lovely. white pumpkin.
That's really lovely, isn't it?
Quite striking, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's Marshall's seeds.
It's still got an orange flesh, so I imagine that looks quite striking when you cut that in half.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the world record attempt for the longest radish. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's just unbelievable, really.
Yeah.
How long is it? Nearly 16 and a half feet.
Yeah. More of an autumn show.
It's amazing.
How you get that, you know, unravelled without it sort of snapping. Incredible.
It's amazing.
What do you grow it in? Ah, it's got a long guttering pipe.
Ah, right. Yes. It's 45 degrees or something, so it's not...
Yes.
You don't have to climb a ladder to water it. It's just... yeah.
Good fun, though.
Yeah, it's good fun.
It is. And a warning to look out for Asian hornets. Which are apparently coming over from originating in China. And we've seen first sightings in Gloucestershire in September. But I think I've since heard that you shouldn't get too worried. There's only been a few sightings so far.
The problem is it's there are threats of honeybees and bumblebees.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Other pollinators. They don't need any more threats, do they?
No. Hang about outside the hives, don't they, and grab the bees as they come back. Yeah, a little bit from Harrogate Autumn Flower Show, which has been and gone, but there's some great pictures of the giant onion there, the 15-pounder that we saw at the show.
Yeah, that carrot that looks like something alien, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Tentacles.
Yeah. I've definitely seen that in a film somewhere. Yeah. Oh, God.
In the Have You Say, there was a nice little feature. It was a young girl, 6-year-old Millie, and she's home all around potatoes, and there's a great picture of her.
Oh, wonderful.
But not sprouts. She'll grow anything but sprouts.
Oh, bless. Well, I'm with her, really,
with
to
her
be honest.
Whole.
I shouldn't say, I suppose, but... Now question time page. You can find out ways of beating Whitefly from Bob Flatwoodhew. So I won't give the secret away. You're going to have to read it to find out about that. I'm sure a lot of you have got Whitefly that you've been a bit of a menace this year. Mudketeer. What have they done to us? The Mudketeer's pages. We've been
looking very Christmassy.
Made crisp, yes. Been Christmas stuff, as it were.
It's our pages, isn't it? Where we've put a few tips and
that's
things
right.
on it. And,
and of course, I've grown the best carrots I've ever grown in. And it was in containers. So
they're looking good there, Steve.
A bit of showing off again, yes. They're worthy of a mention.
They are, indeed.
And the your little bit there, Emma.
Oh yes, I've grown a lot of dahlias on the veg plot this year, and actually that's probably the best crop I had of anything, to be honest, with the slugs.
Mixed it with veg as well, haven't you?
I mixed it with veg. It's actually rather nice.
Yeah,
it's nice
yeah.
to. I think flowers on the plot are actually lovely,
which brings
me very nicely on the fact we have a supplement.
We do.
Very colourful too.
Probably our most colourful ever, I would
growing
say.
Growing cut flowers. And it's fantastic, actually, because it gives you lots of tips on how to grow annuals for cut flowers or perennial flowers. And it's just great to just sort of mingle among your vegetables. And it tracks all the bees and the pollinators and other beneficial insects. But you've also got another crop. You've got a cut flower crop, which I think is really nice to have. There's nothing nicer than going out and just snipping a few flowers off them.
Yeah,
bringing into the house.
That's a whole new dimension, doesn't it? It really, really brightens up the plot when you
go
down every day and have a look.
It's great to put some flowers and
also... You can always find room for them, can't you? There's always somewhere.
Lots of tips on how to cut them and... for them.
I have to say, you mentioned pollinators, but it's really pulled the bees into my plot. Amazing.
Absolutely
covered, just having a small patch of... cut flowers amongst
Probably
the veg,
make
it makes
really,
a difference.
Really big difference to your bean crop. Having a lot more bees around, isn't it?
Yeah,
better crops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Courgettes and that sort of thing.
Oh, back to the mag, and we're revealing the winners of our Passionate Plotter competition, our annual competition to find the best plotter from our KG readership. And we had some great entries this year.
Really good.
Really did. And some fantastic plots. It was really difficult, wasn't it, judging
so
this one?
So hard, yeah. Because everybody entered was passionate, so it's just
Yeah. A lot of raised beds in this one, isn't there?
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah,
very popular, aren't they?
Actually, a lot of people do grow in raised beds, don't they?
Yeah, oh, they do, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Winners were John and Karen Ashcroft from Blackpool. And they won over £1,100 worth of prizes. A wonderful prize.
Cracking prize, isn't it?
Mm.
Cracking prizes.
Yeah, yeah, we're running that again next year, so do look out for that. Yeah, all great containers as well, didn't we? Because we had a new category this year. Best patio container.
Yes, it's amazing how many people around that just grow all their veg in containers.
Mm.
Well, this lady, is it Gerda? Gerda Tran?
Gerda Tran, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Really impressive. All those pots and wonderful veg growing out of them.
She grows most of her stuff in pots.
Can't see anything on the pots or containers.
No,
brilliant.
She's only got a little garden, isn't she? But
yeah.
Packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's off to her. She's done a wonderful job. Then we've got Rob Smith with his Back to Basics feature, and this month is growing parsnips, which is very seasonal. We'll be having some parsnips for our Christmas dinner, I'm sure.
Mm. Unusual variety there. I've not seen anything like that. Russian Corral.
Yes.
That's more bulbous than, you know, tapering, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, ideal, he says, for shallow soils. So, I should be trying that one. Well, clay soil.
Mm.
Not easy to get nice long roots. They do tend to fork. So, yeah, Russian Corral. That's that available. Oh, Chiltern Seeds. You can get that one. Yeah, he does like his sort of heritage and older varieties, more unusual varieties, does Rob. Yeah, so lots of top tips there for good parsnips and good germination as well, which is often a problem, isn't it?
Mm.
Visiting a Victorian kitchen garden with Martin Fish, the Workhouse Museum near Ripon, which is a sort of fascinating, almost sort of stuck in time, really. It goes back in time and shows how the Victorians used to grow their veg. It's really interesting. Let's pay that a visit one day. I've never been there. So it looks very good. A dedicated team of volunteers who keep it going. Even the head gardener is a volunteer.
Mm.
You can win a food dehydrator on page 39, which is... I've always wanted to try drying food, a dehydrator. I've never really got into that yet, but... I certainly would like to. It's a great way of preserving stuff.
Yeah,
worth £350, so it's a good one.
Yeah.
Digital.
Oh, wow. I'm singing or dancing. Nice feature on rhubarb here from you, Tony.
Yeah, very cool.
We had
a great day out, didn't we, at Clumber Park.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The head gardener there.
Well, they've got a national collection of rhubarb, haven't they?
Yeah. With Chris Margrave there, and
that's right.
And he's talking rhubarb, which was interesting. His little shed.
Yeah, actually talking rhubarb.
Yeah.
Where you put your variety of rhubarb in a particular slot, and it'll tell you all about it.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's quite a clever idea, that.
Yeah. But yes, like you say, Emma, there's just so many different varieties there.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, would you? You just think there's just a red stick. Well, you'd only get one or two, but no, there weren't. I don't know how many varieties there were now.
Yeah, over 130.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just wondering if anybody could tell the difference between them, really. Or the taste, or whether some
probably
do have
not,
a...
No.
Very, I mean, probably somebody will be able to tell.
A
connoisseur of rhubarb.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. There will be connoisseurs out there. And of course, some were earlier and later, weren't they? So you can spread your harvest a little bit. Yes, but you'll have to pay a visit in the summer to see the talking rhubarb. It's certainly worth a trip. Then we've got a nice feature from Charles Dowding, the no-dig guru, on annual herbs. Herbs that you can sow now, in fact. So, again, plenty you can be doing in the garden. So we've got things like basil and coriander, chervil, cumin, dill. Obviously some need some protection. But lots of them are a lot hardier than you think. The basil, admittedly, you need to do on the windowsill indoors. But if you've got a cold polytunnel or greenhouse, there's still lots you can be doing.
Hmm.
interesting feature from Julie Moore, one of our regular writers. Always comes in with a slightly different angle, I think. You could never say that you've read her features before, if you know what I mean. Always something different. And this month it's bartering with bamboo. So she's actually suggesting that you grow your own bamboo canes. And why not swap them with allotment friends as well? Because by growing them at home, you're not importing them halfway around the world, and it's much more environmentally friendly.
She demonstrates some kind of interesting things you can make with them, doesn't she? Like that lampshade made from bamboo.
Oh, yes.
Thought was really, really impressive, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just canes, is it? She's got, fencing and all sorts in here. Yes, it's worth thinking about.
Yeah, useful crop to grow, isn't it, really?
Yeah, once it gets going, it really does grow like mad, doesn't it?
So yes.
You probably need to cut some for canes just to keep it in check.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we've got a really, really old Victorian technique with hotbed growing with Lucy Halliday. She works down in Knightshayes as one of their professional gardeners, full-time gardeners, and they use a technique down there, I believe, the National Trust Garden in Knightshayes.
It's basically using heaps of manure, isn't it?
That's it.
To heat up and then... You put the soil on the top and then sow the plant into the soil and cover it with a cloche or glass of some description, and then it's a natural heat and it forces crops on early.
Yeah. She says she's seen it get up to 100 degrees F, 38 degrees centigrade.
Presumably
in March.
That's underneath deep buried.
I would imagine. Yeah. I think it gets so hot sometimes you have to start it off, let it cool down a little bit, don't you, and then sow, because it can go mad if it's very fresh manure.
That is the key, though, isn't it, getting the fresh manure, or at least, strawy manure, maybe if you've got some local stables.
Yeah, not everybody can do it, can they?
And you need quite a large area to be able to create the heat, don't you?
Yeah. She's named several crops there that love hotbeds, things like cucumbers and chilies again, melons, aubergines, that sort of thing. Good way of getting an early start. Oh, and they've got a feature by me on citrus. So that's limes, oranges, lemons. Lovely crop to grow if you've got especially if you've got a conservatory or a greenhouse.
A lot of people have trouble with it, don't they, with the citrus?
Yes, not perhaps the easiest, but I think the key is getting them outside during the summer. So I do like to be outside on a nice sunny patio during the summer, if you've got one, and then back inside in the winter. Fruits take a long time to develop, so they can be on the plants almost for a full year, really. But a lovely decorative plant as well. I mean, despite the fact that you can actually use these things, you know, got your lemons for your G&T and all the rest, or your lemon tea.
Yeah, you've got some ideas for festive things you can do at Christmas with citrus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And of course, you can dry them as well for potpourri, that sort of thing. So, but yeah, just a nice crop if you like house plants, and just a bit of a challenge, really. I've got a feature on Linden Gate in Buckinghamshire, which is an allotment garden charity, which does a lot of great work. Very nice feature on them. Oh, and then a project, quite a nice Christmas project here, a children's tool rack from Joyce Russell, who's one of our practical gardeners.
It's fun, isn't it? It's on the shape of a spade, that you attach to your shed, and it's got pegs on it, and then you hang your children's tools on it. It's quite fun.
Yeah, anything to get them in the garden.
Well, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Tony, we've got our new variety on test, and you've been giving tomato Montello a go.
Yeah, I tried these Montello tomato seeds from Marshall's, and I was really impressed with them. I couldn't believe
Amazing.
How prolific.
Fruit. Yeah.
Mm. I couldn't believe how much fruit came off it.
Mm.
And a good, you know, nice plum size, so small cherry, but slightly plum shaped variety. Relatively sweet.
Yeah.
You know, not probably super sweet, but
nice flavour.
Not just right, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, you know, one plant just produced loads. And I mean, it's a bush variety, you can grow it outside. I grew it in polytunnel, but really prolific. And, you know, I'm definitely going to grow it again next year.
Did you have it in pots, Tony?
Had it in a pot.
We had a couple of pots at Eastern Wall Gardens in Grantham as well, didn't we, I think? And just got some feedback from them to say it had grown really well.
Did they? Yeah.
I'm pleased with it too.
That was outside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was in pots, but outside this time. Yeah.
Sounds like a good one for anybody then. If you haven't got a greenhouse, you can grow outside, or if you've got a greenhouse,
very good. That's from Marshall's. Oh yes, and we've got our.
When we were at Clumber Park, which we've mentioned earlier, we also did an apple tasting test, didn't we?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
We didn't use the apples from the gardens there, although they have got extensive orchards.
They have, yeah. They've got quite a good collection of local varieties there, haven't they? Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Which they're building on all the time.
But we had some from R.V. Roger, the nurseryman from Pickering in North Yorkshire, and he kindly donated some varieties for us to taste.
That's right.
Mm. And that was quite an interesting experiment, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I think three of us went for the Worcester Pearman,
if I remember right. The Worcester Pearman, yeah.
That's right.
You always
like to be different, don't I? So I went for the russet,
Egremont
russet.
Egremont russet, that is a nice apple.
Yeah, no, but they were all lovely, I have to say.
Yeah, they were interesting. Yeah.
It was nice to be able to get some of the old and newer varieties together and give them a try. So do look out for that feature, especially if you're thinking of buying some apple trees this winter. But of course, a lot of the specialists have got a massive range. We've just tried a small handful of varieties, but some of them are the more common ones. So yeah, have a look and see what you think. Got some great reader offers in this month. We've got a Clubroot resistant brassica collection, and there's more and more Clubroot resistant types now, so you've got broccoli in there, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts and cabbages. So if your soil suffers with that disease, there's still hope. Some good varieties out there, and that's increasing all the time. We've got an AGM, that's an Award of Garden Merit vegetable seed collection. The Royal Horticultural Society runs trials on various veg every year and awards the best an AGM, as they call it. Which means that they're garden worthy, they're ones that they consider worth growing on a plot at home, and so we've got a collection of those. And we've got some good, for people who like to show their veg, exhibitors, we've got a good exhibition collection here as well, you can save £5 on, so that's worth a look. And then we've got our roundup of Christmas gifts.
Yeah, we had a look at some Christmas gifts that we thought readers might want to share with their loved ones. And because we were doing a cut flower supplement, we got a couple of kits for, you know, cutting flowers. Yeah. So the best one we saw was the Deluxe Florist Gardener's Kit, which was from Greenhouse Sensation, which had various items in there. A lovely pair of gloves in there.
Snips,
yeah. Yeah, and we had a cut flower kit, which was from Nether Wallop Trading. What a great name! And then some other bits and pieces, like a fireball, cast iron fireball, if you want to be outside in the winter a little bit and keep warm. Lovely Hawes copper seedling watering can. It's a lovely, lovely present.
Yeah.
And an outside wall clock.
Quite a variety. I must say you look very fetching in this body warmer.
The body warmer is very warm, which is obviously what it should be.
Yeah. Three man at CNA there, I think that picture looks great.
Yes, I spent hours posing for that, so I've got just the right picture.
That's from Dickies, isn't it? I think they specialise in outdoor clothing, and tough outdoor clothing as well, which is quite handy when you're a gardener. Got some great giveaways worth over £1,800 this month. I really want this prize of the steel compact cordless system with the chainsaw, pinch trimmer, cordless blower. Yeah, they look great. Mm. And a trimmer as well. That's wonderful.
Mm.
Yeah, what's the whole lot's worth £846, so that's got to be worth filling in your giveaways form.
That's amazing.
And you can either find that in the magazine or online as well. If you go online, you'll be able to enter. We've got bird feeding kit. We've got DT Brown vouchers. You can get vouchers to get your seeds and young plants. Pruning kit. That's from Fiskars. Yep. So lots of great giveaways there this month. We've got lots of good products in Garden Store this month as well, which is our feature, our sort of roundup of products that we've heard about in the office.
The Pearl Oyster Kitchen Garden Kit, growing your own oyster mushrooms.
Yes.
You did that, didn't you,
Tony? I did actually try it out, and you know, they did say, oh, within 2 weeks you'll have a big flush of mushrooms. I thought, well, let's see. And a little bit of watering every day, and suddenly they all appeared.
Amazing, yeah.
Very impressive.
And is that picture's from your...
That's actually one that I grew, yeah. So
great.
You can get a kit for $17.95 from the Espresso Mushroom Company. So
upcycled coffee grounds, hence espresso.
Yes.
Ah, you see, can't fool me.
And then, you know, if you want to hatch your own eggs, there's a nice little mini two eco. Incubator of sorts, isn't it?
From Brinsea.
Yeah, they're specialists.
I bet that's fun, isn't it?
I always look to the little chicks come out.
Always fancied the idea of keeping chickens, never have, but
yeah.
We'll have a go one day.
Yeah.
Well, lots of readers do. A nice cultivator there, which looks very handy as well, from Cobra.
Very good.
Yeah, we'll need to put
a
hand with the digging, I think.
Heavy duty as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Good instant savers, so you can get savings of up to 15% on some great products here on our instant savers page. So we've got things like apple juicers, weeding tools, Christmas from Harrod Horticultural. They've started doing Christmas decorations and that sort of thing now, so you can get a 10% discount on those. Lucas Garden doing some 10% discounts on lifestyle products there. Yep, so don't miss the Instant Savers page.
What's that? That's an interesting one, isn't it? The Grumpy Gardener Cultimate.
Yes. We could all do with one of those.
Just love the name, Grumpy Gardener Cultimate.
Made for us.
And then a hand reader, sorry.
Oh, no, that's great.
Yeah.
On to the recipes. Gosh, it's delicious as always.
Lovely recipes. Mm. Herbs, stuffed pastry, crown, tomatoes, pesto, mozzarella. Oh, it's making me hungry.
Parsnip and coconut cake.
Ooh, and I've never heard of Hasselback potatoes before.
No, I haven't.
Apparently they're Nordic. Ooh. And it's slicing the potato, half of the whole potatoes, just slicing them halfway through and then sort of dribbling oil over them.
Oh, stop.
And herbs, and then baking in the oven. Oh, that sounds really nice.
Just to say, we're recording this mid-afternoon and we're starving. Yeah, lovely recipes.
Really
there, as
nice
always.
Recipes, yeah.
And then to finish off, we've got our last word with none other than Alan Titchmarsh, who's just launched a new book, and he's come and had a chat to us. We've had a good chat about what makes him tick and what he loves and hates in the garden. So he sort of loves asparagus, which we all love asparagus, raspberries, plums, but yeah, read the feature and you'll find out that what actually makes him tick. Some good advice in there as well, I think.
It's nice and honest about his carrots. He said he couldn't grow carrots for years, so it's always nice when a very, you know, renowned gardener would admit that some things they can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it all makes us feel a bit better, doesn't it?
Oh, much better, actually, yeah. It's great. Oh, well, that's our roundup of the December issue. So, yeah, do go out and find it in the shops. Of course, you can visit the website as well. We've got a great website, really busy, really vibrant website and forum. So do go along and join in the fun there. Facebook, Twitter, you'll find us there too, and that's regularly updated and very busy. So come and have a chat, and you can get in touch with us with your gardening problems. If you've got any pests and diseases out there that you're not sure about, then you can always join us on Facebook and send us a picture. But yeah, well, we hope you enjoyed the podcast, and thanks again for downloading it, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.